Hey Megan, it's Brock. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, really good. Everything with the anesthetic and the x-rays went really well, which is good. So she's awake now and just chilling in a little cage. I've made her a little sort of donut, which is like a little rolled up sort of towel that she's sitting in, and it's sort of supporting her breast and neck, which is nice. So she's nice and comfy. But yeah, I can't really see a fracture of the leg. I think there must be some sort of possibly fracture, what we call like pelvic or sacral collapse in around her pelvis. But her bones are honestly, you can hardly see them on the x-ray. They're so brittle and so calcium. Yeah, so yeah, but look, sometimes they come really good. It usually takes a couple of weeks to see how good the nerve function will be if there's a little sort of fracture in there. So usually just keep her pain free, keep it on calcium supplementation from the antibiotics as well, and the hormone shots. We should hopefully see a good response over the next 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, for sure. But yeah, she's done really well. I took a little photo of her in a little hospital cage if you want me to send it to you if you're worried about her. You see that? All right, I'll send that through. Look, I think that'd be nice. Like, we can make sure she's eating and everything. I mean, you did. Well, how far away were you again? Sorry, were you close? Yeah, I think so. We'll just keep an eye on her and check her in the morning, and then we could organise for her to go home, and we'll talk about her home care and stuff when we organise that. But yeah, look, I guess honestly, like, it's actually probably nice to see that there's not some horrible fracture or anything that we have to worry about. But I think there is probably one higher up in the pelvis, but I just can't see it because I really can't even sort of make out a pelvis. Honestly, it's just so loosened. But yeah, but that's okay. We've definitely healed her. Yeah, well, we've got her on the pain relief. Yeah, we've got her on the pain relief, so don't worry about her too much. She's starting to nibble at a little bit of millet seed, so hopefully she'll fill up. But I'll give her a big feed so she's not hungry tonight. It should be good. So yeah, I'll send you a photo of what she looks like right now. Yeah. Oh, it happens, hey. It's just a shame. I'm glad it happened while you were still here, like it didn't happen on the way home or anything. So thankfully, it's sorted. But yeah, but no, we'll get it sorted, Megan. But it'll just take a little bit of time to rest and heal, and we'll make sure she's pain-free throughout the next few weeks as well. I'll give you a call. Yeah, and I'll call you so we can chat about her progress, and we'll probably organise a time to discharge her and talk about her home care tomorrow. I was just going to ask, do we have your email address? I don't think I've got it on here. What's your email address? Yep. MEGPJ@bigpond.com. I'll just send through the little photo of her in hospital. I'll just send that through now. But yeah, all good. Yeah, get some sleep tonight. Don't worry. And I'll just talk to you tomorrow, okay? No worries. Talk tomorrow again. Bye-bye. Bye.